This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU Fin Health Conference here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And look who we have in the Studio Lounge. A couple of rock stars in the Studio Lounge. Oh my gosh, Aaron Coleman right next to me from Callahan and Associates. Hello. Aaron, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Good.
Just couldn't be better.
Good.
Thank you. All right. Great to see you.
Well, great to see you as well. Thank you. All right, and then right next to Aaron is Balaji Panuswamy. Did I get it right,
Balaji? You got it right.
Balaji. Nice to see you, sir, and you work at BECU.
Yes, I do work for BEC out of Seattle.
That's what we were talking earlier. I'm San Diego, you're Seattle, yeah. Same time zone, but very different weather.
Exactly.
Yeah, no surfing in Seattle.
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Unless you want to...
Do people surf?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Beaches are generally rocky, at least as far
as
I know.
Have to, like, I don't know, lasso a killer whale or something like that. Water ski behind that guy.
Yeah. So,
anyway, we'll leave that to SeaWorld. Hey, let's talk about CU Fin Health.
Yes.
To start out with, because I know you guys are doing a session here, have done one.
Yes, we did one yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay, yeah. We'll talk about that in a second.
Four times?
Yes, we can talk about that too.
Oh my gosh, you've memorized it. Goodness.
Yeah, well.
Well, let's dive in. Well, since you've done it four times, let's hear about it. Aaron, you want to go first? Give us what you guys talked about.
Sure. So we did this really fun sort of round robin that the foundation set up where we moved from room to room. They split up the whole conference among four rooms, and then we moved. So there were, and using the Financial Well-Being for All, the Quick Start Guide to the Roadmap, that they produced with Feline, and so we were responsible for the ACT component of that.
Okay.
And then there were others who did the other three components.
Gotcha.
And so we had a few minutes to talk, and then we asked questions. So what we did, which was really fun, is we had it set up so we could do a more traditional speak and then Q&A.
Yeah.
But then when we got in there after the first one, we said, let's let them talk more because it's about them.
Exactly.
So we just did a brief intro and then let them ask questions, and I think that was really resonated. People seemed to really like it. We did too.
So. Well, you have Callahan's and you have a credit union, BECU.
Right.
So what's the relation? I mean, what was the talk about, or what was the relationship here that that brought you guys together?
Yeah. So Balaji, I think you did a really good job of talking about how the different viewpoints that we had.
Yes. So as I was sharing some of the thoughts and some questions are being asked, I said, we want to know how one credit union is approaching certain things. I can talk about it, but if you want to know how many credit unions are doing things in this space,
talk to Aaron. Okay.
Yeah, so it's
so
a really good
broad perspective by knowing what so many different organizations in the industry is doing.
Well, okay. Well, speaking of, what is BECU doing in this area?
Yeah, so BECU, I was saying yesterday that we've been around for like over 85 years, and especially in the last 10 years and or so, there's been very heightened focus on financial health, right? So it started with some few individuals that are really passionate about this and taking on different activities on themselves. But over time, it became such a big influence that about 5 or 6 years ago, a purpose statement was created for BECU that was very much rooted in financial well-being. And then last year, with a new CEO on board, we now have a vision statement that doubles down on the financial well-being aspect.
Well done.
So that acts as a big amplifying for us, right? Mm-hmm. For any existing efforts or any new efforts, just having the kind of the commitment at the CEO level is just incredibly.
Can you give me an example of what you guys are doing as far as financial health for some of your members?
Yeah, and financial health, and Aaron knows a lot more than I do. Like, it is such a nebulous thing. There's so many different ways you can talk about it, but there is a spectrum, right? That is generally accepted. The spectrum goes from the educational component of it, the savings component of it, the credit component of it, the counseling component of it, and BECU has products and programs across all of these.
Oh, okay. Things,
right? So on the educational front, we offer webinars, seminars, we do reality fairs, we offer digitized educational content, like gamified digital content as well. And then on the counseling front, we do one-on-one financial health checks with our members, like it's an hour-long financial health check where our specialist asks questions about members' financial life, and try to understand what their goals and try to give them a path forward that they may want to do. We have partnership with Green Pack Wellness organization for debt management plans. And then on the savings and the credit front, we built a lot of tools to help members easily put money away, observe their credit score, have debt consolidation loans when they want to consolidate some of the debt that may be really high interest debt that they can bring and consolidate to a lower interest, which would be easier. So that is just to name a few things. But one of the things I'm really excited about is the next phase of this journey, where there is actually now a new division that has been formed, which is the one that I'm leading, that focuses on all of our products and programs, but more importantly, how do we bring them together to have a holistic, orchestrated, personalized journey for our members, right?
Oh.
Right now, the offerings that we have are there, but they are still kind of operating in silos.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now trying to figure out how can we make them all work together so that the members don't have to think about, hey, here's my situation, here's what exactly I need, here's how I get to it, but rather can we do the hard work for them? It's kind of what we're now finding.
Right. Oh my gosh. What's the timeline on this?
We don't think there's always a tougher question, but so there is a pilot that we are trying to get to the market either late this year or early next year, which will give us some proof points, right? We don't want to go with the big bang approach, but we want to start with a subsegment of our members and see if we are able to really help the members in the moment. And if we are successful there, then we'll start thinking about how do we scale it.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh my gosh. This could be a template for many credit unions to do something like this. Wow. Okay, you piqued my interest. So I'm gonna be calling you early next year. Now, Aaron, talk to me about what you talked about, because you obviously see this at many credit unions. Is there a theme or anything that you see in your experiences or your discussions?
So I would say there's many themes. You know, one of the great luxuries and privileges we have is being such a only credit union focused company for 40 years is that we have deep relationships with lots of credit unions, and we have the great honor of talking to hundreds of them every year. And when we talk to credit union executives, we do hear themes around what's them, and of course these are broad generalizations, but right now, and I'm sure you hear this again and again, like growth is big, and what is the meaning of growth, liquidity, and how do we manage that in this very relatively new and tumultuous environment.
Mm-hmm.
Talent.
Oh,
you know?
That's always going to be
right. And technology, of course. And then in the past few years in particular, we've really heard this kind of surge of interest around purpose, kind of starting with why do we exist and why does society care about us, and using that as the foundation to drive strategy, to inform decision making, and also to empower employees.
I can see that totally.
Because when employees understand, when they understand what the purpose is, mm-hmm. and they can communicate it clearly, it makes them feel good. Even more is when they understand how their role connects to the purpose and how it drives forward. Sometimes it can be hard for especially non-member facing employees, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or associates to understand how they contribute. So that's a really important thing, because when they understand that, then employees show up totally different and everybody's rowing in the same direction in the office, and members can feel that. And engaged members, we get to work with Gallup. I think you may be aware of that through their member mm-hmm. Financial Wellbeing Consortium. And they surveyed members all across the country, credit union members, and 74% of them said that they feel fully engaged when they believe that their credit union cares about their financial well-being. And you'll notice that is not a conversation about rates or fees or products.
Precisely.
It's about a feeling and wanting to have an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, not only does that feel good and it meets with our kind of ethos as credit unions,
mm-hmm.
but also it has a great financial impact, which is important because we have to be able to pay our bills and support this great work that we do.
Sure.
And so they're more loyal, they're more profitable, engaged members, and they also believe in us as a trusted advisor, not just some other vendor. And so together, that's what drives the sustained growth we need to create the impact for our employees, our members, and our communities that then reinforces purpose and kind of this cycle.
I like the cycle, yeah.
Yeah, starts anew. So we call this framework the sustainable growth framework, but it's not a framework, it's a cycle, and that's mm-hmm. on purpose, because it really is kind of this evergreen, it supports and reinforces itself.
Well, exactly.
Over time.
They each complement. It's a very complementary cycle. It's,
absolutely, yeah.
So one feeds off the other.
Right, and for many credit unions like Boeing, the way that Balaji explains it, with how, you know, it's really their purpose statement that drives everything that they do are connected to financial well-being is a great example of that, mm-hmm. because they have used that as a way to set strategy, to inform decision-making. People know, I think you even talked about this yesterday, right? How sometimes we'll say, well, why and what does this mean? And they have questions like, well, let's look back at the purpose and how does it relate to that? Can we do that now? Well, we need to make sure that it connects to our purpose.
That's kind of your North Star.
Yeah,
that's your North Star, right?
Right, exactly.
So you can go back to that. And
employee empowerment is just like unquantifiable, right? It's probably, it's almost, it just liberates them, right? To be able to say, hey, isn't our purpose this, so why are we challenging this notion, mm-hmm. kind of thing? Not to say that it's always easy and everything gets done like the way we want it to be done, but the sense of empowerment that employees across the organization have, when you have something like that and your CEO keeps talking about it, it gives you an uplift that no other things can do.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. As you guys are talking, isn't it funny that we're in a numbers business, but it's all based on the Gallup thing, it's all based on a feeling?
Right.
So I find that fascinating, how we're just all, you know, every day we're dealing with numbers and obviously finance and stuff like that, but then it's all about a feeling.
Yeah.
So, it's about emotional connection.
Emotional connection.
We're humans in the end.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to be cared about. We want to be taken care of.
So what was some of the reaction or the conversation like in the room? I mean, we don't have to take a total deep dive on this, but I'm just curious to see what some of the credit unions were saying in there.
Yeah, I think, and to be honest here, one of the topics that actually spurred a lot of interest and a lot of questions were around the measurement, the idea of measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So financial well-being, again, it's a very nebulous concept.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you go about measuring it? Like, at least at BCU, there are two ways in which we do that. Like one, we partner with Attune, right, in having a biannual survey of our members, and that gives us a pulse check of how our members are doing from a financial health standpoint.
Yep.
But then we also have an internally developed financial scoring, health scoring model, which allows us to score all our engaged members on a monthly basis, right? So then the good thing about that is not only do we get a lot more data points and trends, we can actually go down to the level of how much liquid savings somebody has in their account, right? How much are the inflows versus the outflows, like, are they able to spend below their inflows? Like, we can get into a lot more insights because of the model that we have. And then the next stage in that will be is trying to connect that to the specific products and services and programs people are able to use, so that we can actually start to see which of the programs are really helping which parts of the for our membership.
Yeah.
So that seemed like a topic that generated quite a bit of interest, but sometimes it can also come across as a daunting thing, like, oh my God, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, for me, it's less about exactly how you're going to do it, but the idea of just doing it, right? Mm-hmm. There are many different ways you can do that. Mm-hmm. You don't need to always have the survey that runs every 6 months. Even in your day-to-day interactions, it could be a simple question that you ask of your members, and that can, but you don't need a consistent way of measuring.
Yeah.
So you know that you can actually, you understand your members' financial health, and then over time you can see some improvements along that.
Yep.
So
that
was another topic.
And I think it's a really good illustration of what ACT means, which is implementation. So, you know, how there is no try, do, which is kind of like an underlying theme of the conference, but then try and try again, which is something that Gigi said a lot in her initial, her opening keynote. And so that's something that we talked about, just start, because sometimes, and you even mentioned this at one point, was, I know it seems like, oh, well, that's BECU, so I'm never going to get there.
Yeah.
Just start. The trick is starting, and and this is a noble and aspirational endeavor, financial well-being and purpose in general, and so we've got to just start and then gather feedback to understand what's working and what isn't, take an iterative approach, make improvements, and continue to drive iterative improvement forward. And I think that's also a way we got some questions sort of on a related note, like, I'm not an executive, how do I manage that? Is, you know, well, what is your purpose? And maybe it's not financial well-being. Well, should it be? And what do your members say? What is it that they need? And so that generated a lot of interest. And people were also really interested in writing about, they were writing down a lot of notes as we talked about employees and getting them excited about it. This notion of how do we help employees understand. And so when I talked about, you know, sometimes we, you know, we have so much to do and so many people to help. We're running all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we sometimes neglect to take a moment to pause and to check in with that, like, critically important fuel, which is our colleagues who really do this hard work, mm-hmm. whether they're with the members, working with them every day, or they are doing the back office work, the off-screen work, if you will, to power the work with the members.
Right.
And so making sure every single employee, no matter how long they've been there or where they are in the organization up to the board, that they understand how their role plays a part
yeah.
in driving this
yep.
noble purpose forward. When you can do that and everyone feels like, again, they're rowing in the same mm-hmm. direction, mm-hmm. it can really have a powerful impact in terms of how you can, you know, drive your purpose.
And when they see the end result of changing
right.
a member's life, I'm just taking it from my perspective, I'm sure other people have, but if I saw that, no matter where I was working in the credit union, if I saw my part in helping change somebody's
right.
life, that would be motivation enough for this kid. So,
absolutely.
Would love that. To
yeah.
see the end result of, oh wow, I played a part in that person's life. And made it just that little bit better. So.
Right, and that kind of talks, that speaks a little bit to storytelling. I think
yeah,
that really
yeah,
resonated
yeah,
with
yeah.
people. So we talked about how do we, you know, as much as we, in credit unions, and particularly at this conference, we really are into people helping people and all that. But historically, as a movement, I might say that we have over-indexed on belly button gazing, on talking about our processes, our procedures, you know, rates and fees and products. Like, this is how many mortgages, that's good. This is how many credit cards, okay, that's good. But what about if we could tell a story about, this is how many families we've helped establish or continue intergenerational wealth.
Yep.
Or these are, here's an example of a family who could get to school and
exactly.
get to work because they had a transportation. Even better than that would be if members told that story. I love my credit union because they helped me build a lifetime of memories.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
if we could do that,
yep.
that would be transformational.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, related to what you were just saying about, if I as an employee know that, if I as a, and then connect that to the stories that the members are telling
yeah.
to their friends and family,
yeah.
like that,
that's
that
huge.
Would be, I know,
yeah.
would be absolutely,
talk about transformational.
Incredible.
Yeah, nailed
yeah.
it for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys, I could talk all day with you.
I know.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Yeah,
but
we have a little bit of passion around it.
Just a little.
That's true.
Just a dash of passion. So
it's one of the best things about this conference, right? It's just
yeah.
there's so many people that think like us and want to help members, and just being here is so positive. So, but this is my first conference here, and I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, I have heard nothing but those types of glowing reviews the last day and a half, 2 days. So yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff
yeah.
here. This is a good one for sure.
It is a good one.
Put it on your bucket list.
Yes. Be here next year.
Be here next year for sure. All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up? I know we're just scratching the surface here of
no,
all these great
really
stories and experiences.
The time, Mike. Yeah. Oh, thank
anytime.
You.
This
yeah.
is
thanks
this
so
is
nice.
The stuff I live for. So yeah.
yeah
good stuff.
Really appreciate
all right, guys.
It. All right. Thanks.
Keep up
so
the
much.
Good work, Callahan's and BECU, and
thank
look
you.
Forward to chatting again down the road.
Right. Ditto.
Well
thanks.
Done, guys.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.